Now he says in verse 2, "For the truth's sake, which dwelleth in us and shall be with us forever." Now let us pause there, because he says, "For the truth's sake," and the truth's sake means a defense of the truth. We need to recognize that the truth today needs to be defended. We need to stand for the truth of God, for the Word of God. This very sophisticated and blasé method today that a great many of our so-called conservative men adopt to attempt to be clever in what you have to say. Don't come out flat-footed and say it just as it is, but toy around with it. Build up some alliteration. And I'm for that, as you well know. But the point is, let's state it clearly. For the truth's sake, let's come out and stand for something. I had an encounter with a man several years ago. I was told by a student of his that he didn't believe a certain thing, and I quoted him on that. And he became very much irritated with me, and he should have if I was wrong. And I told him, I said, "I'd like for you to just clarify if you would just write me a letter and state to me clearly what you believe. I'll be very happy to read it and to make my apology." Well, instead of writing that kind of a letter, he wrote a letter highly incensed at me that I would even suggest that he believed a certain thing. And so I wrote again, and I said, "All you have to do to clear this up is just to state clearly." And I put down at the bottom of the page, "I believe this, I do not believe that," and then left a place for an answer, making it very easy for him. And that really irritated him, and I was blasted with the third letter, so I forgot it and found out later that the reason he didn't answer was because he actually believed that. But he attempted to give the impression that he did not believe a certain thing. And I would respect him for what he believed, although it would be different from what I believe. I would never consider a man a heretic or an apostate that would believe what he did. But the very fact that his method was and is never to be clear on just exactly what you do believe. Now, John is making it clear here, "For the truth's sake, which dwelleth in us and shall be with us forever." The truth's sake, and thank God we'll have it forever. In this day when you can't believe politicians, you can't believe college professors, and you can't believe the scientists, and you can't believe today the military, it's nice to have somebody that you can believe, and that is the Lord Jesus Christ, that for the truth's sake which dwelleth in us, and the Spirit of God makes these things real to us, and shall be with us forever, and that this thing will not change, it's unchangeable, and truth is that. Someone is put it like this, "What is true is not new, and what is new is not true." Now, that's like a great many generalizations. It has some exceptions to it, of course, but it's very good.